This is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, February 19th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. I was at the NBA's Tech Summit on Friday, where, yes, it snowed, but the panel discussions were very, very enlightening, dominated by the impact AI will have on sports. There were some strong takeaways. We're so early in the AI game, but the implications and the potential are enormous. Other thoughts? Mark Cuban was a great panelist, as always. Steve Ballmer had everyone laughing and thinking about his vision for the Intuit Dome. Jimmy Pitaro and Luis Silberwasser talked about their vision for the new virtual MVPD that was recently announced. And the best part, for me at least, and for many there, was seeing Bob Costas conduct a rare interview with Larry Legend, Indiana's own Larry Bird, who was refreshingly open, honest, and just having fun. You know, I grew up watching Bird, so it was a real treat to hear him. And at the end, he said he lives a very simple, private life and is happy away from the spotlight, but it was a wicked fun 30 minutes. Here's what else I liked from the weekend. The new three-point contest was fun and competitive, and I love the showcase between Steph Curry and Sabrina Ionescu. They performed, they respected each other, and it was great to see these two excel. Also, my phone was ringing with text after text on Saturday night about the debut of the glass LED court during Saturday night's games. You saw the bright color changes. You saw the cool graphics. I loved it. And this is just a start. The messaging and fan benefits they will be able to implement in the future are going to be really stunning. And the court performed. I didn't see any players talking about difficulty with the court or the playing surface. Now, remember, this is a German-based company. We'll continue to see more and more advancements on this type of playing surface. Here's what didn't work for the weekend. Despite the NBA making all sorts of efforts and working with the Players Association to seek a more intense, competitive All-Star game on Sunday night, that didn't happen. I could tell from the first quarter that it was more of the same, and it resulted into a record-setting score and a blowout, the East winning 211-186 over the West. Yes, you heard that score right. The East was the first team in All-Star Game history to score at least 200 points, so the NBA may be back to the drawing board on its All-Star Game. Overall, despite the snow in Indy, a very positive experience. Downtown traffic, of course, was jammed Friday night, but I was glad to see the Pacers finally able to host this weekend after the All-Star weekend in Indy was pushed back time and again. It was a real tribute to Pacers ownership and co-owner Mel and Herb Simon. They are some of the most respected leaders in the NBA. Now, the NBA takes its All-Star game to San Francisco and the Chase Center, and then the Intuit Dome will host the 2026 All-Star game. So that's the recap from the NBA All-Star weekend in Indy. Let's move on to NASCAR. Let's just say the situation between NASCAR and its teams has instantly become more tense. This is big news. NASCAR teams have hired Jeffrey Kessler. Now, he is a longtime union attorney. He will advise teams in their ongoing dispute about the charter system and a new revenue sharing model with NASCAR. This decision followed a Saturday meeting at Daytona that included the majority owner from each of the 15 chartered teams in NASCAR. Although the teams invited NASCAR to attend, no representatives of the series did, reportedly. Now, Jeffrey Kessler's hiring is significant. He's accomplished. He's tough. He is adversarial. This comes as talks over the charter negotiations have obviously slowed down. I thought it was natural a charter deal would get done. They were close enough on the issues. But boy, hiring Jeffrey Kessler adds an entirely new dynamic and personality to these negotiations. And I'm interested to see if this is a positive mix because it might not be conciliatory in terms of these talks going forward. Meanwhile, I did feel bad for NASCAR and the teams as they were forced to postpone the 500 to this afternoon, Monday, because of rain. The weather's been a buzzkill all weekend in Daytona. And so today on Monday, there's a doubleheader. The Xfinity Series race will be at 11 a.m. on FS1, the Daytona 500 at 4 p.m. on Fox. The race should get done today. It's chillier in Daytona. It's just unfortunate because of the fans, of course, and their schedules, but also NASCAR loses such a great window of opportunity and coverage. And by racing on Monday, it'll certainly impact their viewership numbers. And of course, we all know the season always benefits from a strong start in Daytona with viewership. The last time the 500 was postponed a full day was in 2012. So I'm sure at the end of the day, a number of just disappointed executives in NASCAR about the weather and the delay this weekend. Let's shift to hockey. It was a big, big weekend for hockey. First, I continue to be impressed by the execution of the Professional Women's Hockey League. Remember, this league had just 6 months to get ready. On Friday night, you saw Toronto beat Montreal and set an attendance record for women's hockey with more than 19,000 fans at a sold-out Scotiabank Arena, surpassing the 18,000 fans who took in a game at the 2013 World Championships in Ottawa. Now, this league continues to have a very strong start. These attendance numbers are impressive. Now the question, of course, can it be sustainable? Also, the NHL Stadium Series, wow. What a strong weekend at MetLife Stadium. The games look great. Saturday drew more than 70,000 for Devils Flyers. You had another packed house yesterday for Rangers Islanders. This is a really, really great outcome for the NHL. Remember, these events are big promotional events for the league, especially in this New York, New Jersey market. They came out and supported hockey, and it looked great on ESPN. So the NHL has to be very happy with its Stadium Series games at MetLife Stadium. But it wasn't just hockey that had a great turnout weekend. The Women's Super League attendance record was broken on Saturday as Arsenal beat Manchester United at Emirates Stadium in front of more than 60,000 fans. That's another record for the Super League in the UK. So we're seeing all sorts of great energy, great traction, and great momentum around women's sports. You know, this Buzzcast is focused around big events. Speaking of big events, here's one big event that pretty much every market I'm speaking with wants. That's the NFL Draft. And here's one more team that has raised their hand. The Steelers have made a bid to host the NFL Draft in either 26 or 27. They envision the draft being held in downtown Pittsburgh by Acrisure Stadium. This, again, proves the appeal and draw of the NFL Draft. Remember, this spring's event is in Detroit. The 25 draft will be in Green Bay. So 26, 27, they are in play. Pittsburgh wants in, and the draft is a very hot property. In other news, The Athletic reported over the weekend that Sacramento is the front runner to host the A's from 2025 to 27 before their planned move to Las Vegas. Now, Salt Lake City and returning to Oakland are the other two possibilities for the interim home. But right now, Sacramento, the front runner, a decision is expected in a couple of weeks. And finally, if you want to read one story worth your time from over the weekend, read the Washington Post's deep, deep examination and feature into Ted Leonsis' decision to move the Capitals and Wizards to Virginia. It shows and it reports his years of frustration with DC officials, and it reports about months of secret negotiations with Virginia and with the district. And it talks about how Leonsis, who once loved being in downtown Washington, D.C., was lured to Alexandria. Again, Washington Post feature is well worth your time about the future of the Wizards and the Capitals. And so that is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, February 19th. I'm Abe Madcor. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you tomorrow.